Well, hello everyone and welcome to the Business Accelerator call. This is Lisa Minini with Accelerate Associates. Thank you so much for being here and I want to welcome everyone. If you're new to the Business Accelerator calls, they happen every second Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. If you happen to miss it, I've got your back. We put the Business Accelerator calls in the audio library of the member portal. All you have to do, within 24 hours, we usually post them in there, and they're there for your listening pleasure or download. And we also send, for those that have requested it, we send you a CD in the mail. That comes within about 2 weeks after the actual live Business Accelerator call. But remember, you can always get the audio download in the audio library of the member success circle, member portal. The purpose of a Business Accelerator call is to dive deeper in one of the three elements of the entrepreneurial end system. So whether it's mastering your inner entrepreneur, systematizing and monetizing your business, or executing your business blueprint, it's one of those three. And before we get started, I want to make sure we get the announcements in and give you a heads up of some programs that are coming up, some exciting programs that you may be interested in. Of course, the Wake Up Profitable is happening April 25th and 26th, and it's a Monday and Tuesday this year. It's happening in Michigan. For those of you that are going to be there, I will see you there. For those of you that are missing it, you're missing a really great event. We have a number of second stage businesses there. And it's brand new things that we've incorporated. You'll just love the way we have rolled it out, the systems approach out a little differently. And it's just based on the feedback that we've gotten from you. Also, just as a heads up, we will be launching a new program called the Automatic Lead Generation Program. This is a two-day boot camp that's coming up. We'll be making the announcement at the Wake Up Profitable. But we've heard you say, you know, sometimes it's really hard for you to implement the lead generation system. So we put together a two-day boot camp for you. And I'll be announcing more of that. We'll be actually launching it at the Wake Up Profitable. And even if you have a lead generation system and you want to update it, this is a really great program. So you just want to be on the alert that it's coming. We're getting everything ready for registration. Also, we have the Bestseller Profit System that is also launching again. We're actually doing a live program. It's not going to be an online program, although the online program will still be available. We are actually doing a two-day program for the Bestseller Profit System. So if you have a book in you and you want to get that book out and you want to get it on the bestsellers list and it's a business book, then you want to pay, you just want to notice when we start to open up registration for that class. And let's see what else. We also have the Wired to Win program, so for those of you that want to dive deeper into your vision, your purpose, you know, kind of the first things in your business blueprint, your contribution, we're going to dive really deep into that. Now, we are going to get into that in the Wake Up Profitable, but for those of you that really want to spend some focused time on your business values and what those look like, we're going to be focused more on that in the Wired to Win program, as well as your natural wiring. That program is going to be filled with understanding that distinction of natural wiring. So that is also going to be this year. I'll have more updates for you at the next Business Accelerator call next month. Again, these always happen the second Tuesday of the month live at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So let's get into today's topic, and it's all about an existing system today. And if you say that you want certain things, like, I don't know, maybe you want more revenue, maybe more clients, or more time off, or you want to spend more time on the things that bring you joy in the world, and you don't have a plan to make it happen, then it's probably just a pipe dream. And pipe dreams are fine. But if you don't take consistent action on the very things that are important to you and the impact that you want to have in the world, then you're left often disempowered. And that's no fun. So I want you to think about, too, that if you're left disempowered, there's a whole community that you want to serve that is left without you and your area of genius. Now think about that and the contribution that you can make to your communities. And they're just kind of left blowing in the wind without you. And what the trickle effect is that on that too, on that community. If they're just left blowing in the wind, and the trickle effect that that would have on them and on you. Now I want you to consider, though, what might be possible if you could broaden your impact without working harder. Like, who wants to work harder? Raise your hand. I would imagine no hands are going up. And what would that open up? Man, if you could expand, you know, instead of piling more on, just expand the size of the plate rather than, you know, trying to fill it more and more. So some of you may have played with the business blueprint, but you haven't really created an existent system that has had a profound impact and really creates that profitable business. Or sometimes you might have implemented a part of it or implemented it sometime, and then you forget about it, and it just doesn't become a system for you. Well, on this call today, you're going to discover the 8 signs that you're missing an existing system, 5 advantages, and there's probably more than 5, but we're going to come up with 5 that really, the advantages that come from having a fully functional existing system, not only for your business, but for your life. And that's why you have a business, not only because you want to make an impact, but because you want to have a certain lifestyle, a certain focus, a certain independence, certain things in your life that are important to you. And I'll also go through the some insightful questions that will help you build a business blueprint with how you naturally execute. Now, I know some of you are thinking, oh, I don't want to lose this blueprint because it's not, I don't know, organic enough, or it's too restrictive, or it's, oh, I got to, you know, spend time doing that, you know. And again, some of that is your natural wiring at work. Trust me. I've been doing this too long. I've been doing this long enough to hear it all. And the important thing is that you look at it as a very powerful tool to help put that dream, that thing you've always wanted, into existence. That's all it is. In this week's video training, the complimentary video training, I talk about how to align your business culture. And every business has a culture, whether it's whether you plan it or not, first of all, and whether you're a solopreneur or you have many employees, your business has a culture. And one thing that I asked about in this training is, would you dress or act the same way to attend a golf tournament as you would to attend a hockey game? Would you dress and act the same way with those two events? Now, hey, why not? They're both sporting events, right? Well, they might have the same, it might be a sporting event, but they have their own set of golf tournament and a hockey game have their own set of unwritten rules. And these unwritten rules influence the social norms, like how people behave and how they dress at the event. It's no different for your business. And when you bring on new people, they're expected to learn those unwritten rules. You know, can you imagine having, you know, somebody who is a hockey fan at a golf tournament? Yeah, me, what it up? Now, you get that, but what if they were doing that at the point that the golfer went up to tee his or her ball off the tee? Right? There's some unwritten rules there, and a person has to learn what is acceptable or not by observing different protocols and through other people in the group. Now, I'm getting around to how this affects an existing system, but I want you to consider that whether you're that solopreneur or a growing company with employees, you have these unwritten rules referred to as your company culture. And a company culture is a system. It's a system of a shared vision, a purpose, of values, of assumptions, of contribution, of beliefs. And if you as a business owner don't articulate it, your employees will. And it can be a defining factor in your company's success or failure. And if you're not defining it, you know, that's quite a hit or miss tactic that can really cause that rotating door, and the rotating door of new hires can eat into your profitability. And if you have new hires, some are fitting, but others are struggling, consider that there are some unwritten rules that are happening, and consider that sometimes it comes from the natural wiring. I have a client whose entire leadership team had two common hardwiring elements. They had a high sense of urgency, so they were very impatient, and they had a high degree of autonomy, so they like to create and act on their own ideas, every single one in the senior team. They like to create and act on their own ideas, and they were very impatient. So they pushed hard, not only themselves, but others, for immediate results. And by their own admission, they said, this is a hurry up and make a decision and go, take no prisoners. They would even say that. And they were kind of proud about it. So by their nature, they created a culture that was self-directed and everyone operated autonomously, independently. There was constant change and focus on the results, and sometimes the results of the day. Okay? And that's what became valued in the norm and the culture of the organization, set by the senior leadership team's natural wiring. Now, after a while, it wasn't working, right? This impatience working, because what happened is their team found that they got much more kudos when they worked independently, when they got results. So as what they were doing was working in silos. Rather than departments collaborating, people made independent decisions to get results. So what happened is there was a lot of rework, people working independently, the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing, customers would get the wrong information, they would also get the wrong product, and that ate into their profitability. So not everybody, so you have this culture and a lack of a business blueprint, so that people were kind of guessing in which direction to go. So with a business blueprint, you're able to go into the same direction. So how do you know you're missing an existing system? Number one, if you don't engage in yearly goal setting, Now, if somebody says to you, hey, what are your top three goals? And my profitability lab members know that I'm asking you this at every single profitability lab. What are your top three goals? If you don't know them, you don't have an existing system. Now, you might have your blueprint, but it's not a system yet. Now, so many people claim, hey, I understand goal setting, but 80% of people never set goals for themselves. So the other thing is people think, oh, it's a business blueprint, and they forget about the personal side of things, the personal goals that you want to achieve. So when you're creating your goals for yourself, your life, your business, you want to put them through four filters. Is this goal internal to me, what I want to achieve, the lifestyle I want to live, so if working out is important to you, if living a healthy lifestyle is important to you, then that better be a goal. Because if it's not a goal, if it's not part of your map, it's not going to happen. And if you're not committed to it, by transferring it not only from a goal and then having objectives that are measured and also that are put on your calendar to make it into an existence system, that you have a recurring appointment with yourself to go and work out, then it's not going to happen. That's creating something that's a dream. Gee, I wish I could lose 50 pounds into a reality when you say, and I'm going to be committed and put this on my calendar. Or, gee, I wish I could save for my retirement, and you don't have anything saved, you're in your 50s, and you haven't seen your financial advisor, or you haven't put into existence by putting a portion of whatever you earn into a retirement savings account. Again, this is putting a dream, something you say you want, into existence. So the key is to engage in yearly goal setting. And even if you haven't started this in January, starting it now is just as important. And one thing that you may want to do as an organization is really look at how things are aligned. So, for example, in your business blueprint, the bigger the organization, the more complexity it could potentially have. So if you look at, I've seen people do this a lot of times in organization, which really causes a mismatch, and that is they engage in yearly goal setting. And their goal setting happens January through December, but that's not necessarily their fiscal year. And then they've got to figure out how to weave in the goals and objectives and any bonuses as a result of that. And then they've got performance evaluations that happen maybe twice a year, but they don't happen on the calendar year. And it becomes very mismatched and convoluted. The idea is if you have a fiscal year that is January 1 to December 31st, great. If it's June to June, what you want to do is look at potentially aligning how you measure employee success on those goals and have those goals aligned with your fiscal year, whatever your year is, or if it's calendar year. Have evaluations done at the same time frame. That way you're starting to align how you're acknowledging people, how you're creating synergy between the fiscal year, how you're creating all of your bonus structures and programs, your raises. So really take a look at that, and that all comes from creating a yearly existent goals and aligning all of that. Really consulting with employees and coaching with them on what's important to them. Are there things that are important to them personally through that internal filter that are important to them? Or externally, there's four filters: internal, external, financial, and developmental. Loosely defined, internal is internal to you or to the employee. External is external, could be the company. Financial, obviously, is a financial piece. And developmental, what are some of those developmental things that you want to achieve, whether for your organizations or things that need to be developed? All right, so those are kind of loosely defined, but they're filters to help you define that existence system. But, you know, one sign that you're missing one is that you don't engage in this kind of goal setting that is important to any business, and any business especially that has a team. So whether you have independent contractors, maybe you have a virtual assistant, or you have employees, it's important to go through this process so that they know at the very beginning of the year how they're going to be evaluated and how it fits into the whole blueprint process and their life. Number two, a sign that you're missing an existence system: you have a limited fear that drives you about not creating the existence system. Now, what I mean by that is you're afraid to set a goal because you'll feel bad if you don't reach it. Or you might say, well, I don't want to set my goals too specifically because I'll get too rigorous and I don't like who I've become. Well, then it just becomes an excuse in not setting goals for yourself. The distinction is a distinction in performance here. Some people are afraid they'll fail, and or they won't succeed, so they don't set up goals. Or, you know, maybe you think it's too restrictive. Or you think it's going to take so long. I know some of my clients who are really high on the autonomy scale, really low on the information scale. What that means in generic terms is that they want results, they want them quickly, and they want lightly structured work environment. If that's the case, and you want a lightly structured work environment, then your blueprint is going to be one page long. And it's going to cover the 3 to 5 goals and have bullet points. And you work off of a one-page business blueprint. So a blueprint doesn't have to be long to be effective, but you do have to come back to it to see what your progress is. I recommend no less than once a week. So if you have this self-limiting fear, whether it's because your hardwiring, is getting amplified, and you're like, oh, you're resisting this as a process or a system for yourself, just or maybe you have a belief system, so you don't want to go into getting this into your life. Just understand that that's there and acknowledge that. But not setting up a business blueprint and having a system of goal achievement can be very disempowering. It is disempowering. And also, if you look at it like playing a game, goal setting is kind of like playing a game. And in game playing, it's fun. I never thought of it that way necessarily because I was always, you know, creating real stretch goals, and then I would feel bad that I didn't reach them. But in many cases, I didn't know how to play the game. I set goals that were unrealistic, because I didn't understand game playing involving other people, enrolling other people. Early in my career, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I set all these high goals. They were really unrealistic. Unfortunately, I didn't have a mentor at the time to help me set those goals. I just said, okay, set the goals, you know, assuming we knew how to do that. Set them too high, wouldn't get my bonuses because they were unrealistic. I didn't know. So it really is game playing, but really making sure that when you do set those goals, it's through specific, that they're measurable, they're attainable. That's why we reverse engineer goals. So you start with the end in mind. So if you want to make X by December 31st, you reverse engineer and you say, okay, what do I need to make? If you want to make $1 million by December 31st, then you've got to make, assuming you started in January, $83,000 in change a month. In order to get $83,000 a month, how many clients does that mean? How much cash flow are you going to have? What are your expenses? You reverse engineer that. But if you have a fear that's driving you, then you're never going to set that up. Number three, third sign you're missing an existing system is you're overwhelmed. And when you're overwhelmed, that's a disempowering place to be. Right? If you're overwhelmed, you simply don't have your existence system. It's missing. It's just a part of that existence system is missing. Number four, if you say you want to achieve something, but you haven't achieved the goal, maybe it's like something simple like losing weight because it hasn't been in your business blueprint. So, you know, as with anything in life, if you don't give it your all, you're going to get mediocre results. And one of the key things is to make sure that if you want to make sure that when you have your business blueprint, you have a systematic way of going back to it. And we had a bit of a disconnection, so I'm seeing if we can still get our connection back on the conference line. So let me just see if we can get our connection back here. Hang on one second. I hope that we can still... that we're still on the line here. I think we do. We're still recording. Okay. So I'm going to go on and I believe we're still recording here and we'll keep going. We'll still try to get the connection back. I can see that we may have lost the connection, but we'll keep going on. Number five, if you set your goals and may have written them down and you stop, you don't have an existing system, and it's important that when you create your business blueprint that you write them down and you have a systematic way of reviewing them. Number six, if you don't have a team. Many people understand the formula for goal setting, but you don't have a plan for goal attainment. That's personalized, you don't use those resources that are available to you, so it never gets accomplished. So you want to make sure that you have a team around you that you enroll in the whole process. Number seven, having too many goals. Some people have too many goals and not enough focus. And if you're busy but not achieving what you say you want, then that could lead to that chaos. So you want to make sure that you also stay very focused on your goals. And also, number eight, you're experiencing one of the two motivating factors. So research tells us there are two motivating factors that cause people to change, pain or pleasure. And if you're in a painful situation, but you're not changing anything, the pain might not be great enough. And does it really have to be great enough for you in order for you to move forward? That's, again, disempowering. change and goal attainment happen when you're ready to break that status quo and you really want something better for your life. And that's what's key. And goal achievement doesn't have to be, difficult, or it doesn't have to be long. Your blueprint doesn't have to be long to be effective. It doesn't have to be an elusive target. Now, I'll quickly go through the five advantages of knowing how to take your business to new income levels. Number one, peace of mind. Peace of mind that comes from having a clear direction. That's definitely, when people really start, when you start with your business blueprint and you have that system, you'll have a clear direction. Really set the priorities and choose your goals and figure your next step. There's nothing like comes from having that peace of mind, knowing what comes next, what comes next, what comes next. And there's a lot of power in that. Number two, fun. Knowing that you have clear expectations laid out for your team so you can get the support that you deserve. And really avoiding any duplication of efforts. Number three, a third advantage is control. The control that comes from identifying realistic time frames. And when you're all working out of the same business blueprint, you're identifying time frames that everybody knows about, and everybody on your team that you have enrolled can all be working off the same time frame. So you're keeping each other informed, and there creates this ebb and flow from that. Number four, profitability. There's profitability that comes from identifying a return on investment in your marketing dollars, because part of the business blueprint is really taking a look at your investment that you're making and what the return is on those different action items. And number five, certainty. There's nothing better than having that long-term plan. And by long-term, it's interesting how people are making decisions that I see people really struggling that they don't need to, because they simply don't have a map that shows them how to get there. And when you have your business blueprint, you get certainty from having a long-term plan. Oh, when am I going to do it, and how am I going to do it? So if you own a forest, for example, you want to look at all of the major holidays, right? If you're, if you're a trainer or you own a training company, knowing what the programs are that you're going to offer for the next year, next 12 months, and all the different events to how to get people into those events or into those programs. If you're a consultant, where you're going to speak for the next 12 months or 24 months. So these are key things that are important in understanding, these are the five advantages of knowing exactly how to take your business to new income levels. And now the six questions to build a business blueprint that works is, number one, am I aligned in purpose, vision, and thought? Am I aligned in purpose, vision, thought? I expand on it to say purpose, vision, mission, conscious thoughts, and also your contribution. Your vision is that big, broad vision that you have for your business. Mine happens to stem from my personal vision. My vision is a world that embraces quality, nurtures wisdom, and values integrity. A world where together we share our uniqueness to motivate others to strive for excellence while demonstrating courage, character, and balance. It encapsulates all of my values and gives those values an action verb so that vision is demonstrated. And it's a vision that could be used to make decisions. Like when I make decisions, I put them through the values. Am I demonstrating courage, character, and balance? To my team, are we demonstrating courage, character, and balance? So it becomes this vision that we have for the world and what we want to create in the world, and also it creates a decision-making foundation and a great way to integrate your values. Your purpose is very simple. Your purpose is very, it's almost elementary. It's just the essence of who you are, what you naturally do. I look at things, very disparate ideas, and I connect them. And very simply, I am a teacher of sorts, but I'm a teacher in a way that I see these disparate ideas, and many people ask me, how do you know that? It's just a natural talent. So your purpose is part of a natural talent that you do the way that you see it. Your mission is the work that you do, and your daily conscious thoughts are those conscious thoughts that you have. You know, I have an abundance of, I am healthy, wealthy, and I'm a generous giver and an excellent receiver. You know, those are some of the conscious thoughts that we've talked about before. And your contribution is the impact that you want to have in the world through your work. That's the contribution. It's the community in which you, that you're going to impact. It's the, what you're going to give to the world. I've shared with you and many others my contribution. I believe that when business owners are successful, they give back. They give back to nonprofits and causes. Those nonprofits and causes go out and they help their communities. And through that, there's a trickle effect. And through that trickle effect, we will achieve global peace. And so, yes, my contribution in the world is global peace. So you can see that when you're getting this all aligned, how much clarity that it could provide, even in the most difficult and even in the most unusual decisions that you might have to make, that this work that you're doing, the purpose, visions, thought, conscious thoughts, or contributions, and knowing what that is and having some definition can not only help your culture, that can help your company culture, that can really assist you and empower you to make powerful decisions that are in alignment with all of those, you know, with your vision, with your contribution. The second question you want to ask related to your business blueprint, which becomes your existence system, is, am I working with my preferred clients? Are you working with your preferred clients? So what are their industries, maybe your income or revenue, their attributes, their demographics, their geographics, their psychographics, again, so you could be aligned. Number three, does your marketing mix reflect where you find your preferred client profiles? So are you speaking at events where you would never get in front of your ideal clients? And if you are, why are you there? So does your marketing mix reflect where your preferred clients hang out? And if they don't, why are you doing it? Is it for other reasons? Maybe it is for other reasons. Maybe it is a revenue stream for you. Maybe it is, it connects you with people who could refer you into your ideal clients. Maybe it provides some marketing or credibility features. You want to take a look at making sure that your marketing mix reflects where you can find your preferred clients. Number four, is your business model in alignment with your vision and your wiring, your hardwiring? Because if you're trying to execute a business model that is completely opposite of how you naturally execute, it won't work. You'll be working too hard trying to execute a business model that's not in alignment with who you are? Number five, are your objectives SMART, specific, harmonious, measurable, attainable, realistic, and have a time frame? Now remember, goals are going to be broad, objectives are going to be more narrow. So maybe your goal is to increase your revenue by 20%. Your objectives are like gauges on a dashboard. They're going to move you closer to that big goal. And your action items are those, you know, action items to move those objectives. So action items move objectives. Objectives move you closer to the goal. Just, I know you hear this advice constantly, and you're probably tired of hearing it, but you need to work your plan your work and work your plan. Right? Now, there's also a commitment stage here. And a lot of times people aren't committed. It's not a right or wrong stage, and there may be levels of commitment. So, are you interested, or, you know, are you just really committed? So are you in the initiator commitment stage? You have a plan, you take action, and maybe you incrementally invest yourself in your business? Or are you involved in the business? Are you involved in taking action? But there's levels of inconsistency. Or are you in the innovator commitment stage? You're a pioneer in your area of expertise. And you open yourself up to new ways of making a bigger impact in the world. You set new standards and you own the performance and you have a systematized process. And when you're in the innovator stage, you're a go-getter, you're investing in yourself, you're making a significant contribution. So are you interested, you know, merely just interested? Are you an initiator, or are you that innovator? And it can just be helpful at times just to, you know, see where you're at with that. And then the last step in your business blueprint is looking at systematizing, taking it from that page, that one-page business blueprint, say, yep, these are my goals and objectives, and really getting that on the calendar, getting that into your existing system so that you're systematizing your operations, your client time, your schedule, your meetings, your launch date. If I want anything done, it gets on my calendar. So, just to recap, and remember, you also have, for those of you that want the business blueprint, you have the Business Blueprint Wizard in the member portal. It's only for you. If you make any changes, remember to also press the save button at the very end of your document so that it sends a JPEG and you can print that out and update it for, you know, when you go to meetings, you can update it while you're there, just log in from your phone, or you can update it later every week when you have a scheduled time to do that. But I just want to impress upon you that having a systematic process to goal achievement and sharing that with your team and having a regular way to update that and keep each other updated is critical to goal achievement and everybody moving in the same direction. I appreciate you coming today. I hope you've gotten value from today's call. This has been an update on the having an existence system. So thank you so much for coming on today's call. And sorry about the glitch we had. I got a message in between this, so hopefully the recording is good and you're enjoying this call. So again, thank you all for coming on today's Business Accelerator call, and until next time, create a great life. Bye now.